So get this. I was just reading about how much power refrigerators use. Like, wow, it really got me thinking about energy bills and how much we rely on the grid. What if there was a simpler way, you know?
Yeah, the whole energy game can feel pretty overwhelming, right?
No kidding.
Oh.
And that's what brings us to today's deep dive. We're talking about Indilux. They're this German company making waves in the solar industry, but like in a really cool way. They're all about making solar energy, well, easy, like plug in your phone easy.
The interesting thing about Indilux is that they started small, not massive solar farms or anything, but balconies. Yeah, you heard that right.
Balconies,
Crazy.
balcony solar. Okay, I'm picturing those little portable panels people take camping. Am I close?
Kinda. But Indilux took that basic idea and ran with it. They actually engineered this whole patented mounting system for solar panels on balconies. Genius, right? Imagine people in apartments even generating their own clean energy.
That's huge. Talk about shaking things up in the energy world. But I'm guessing not everyone was thrilled about this idea at first, right?
Oh, for sure. There were some roadblocks. Back then, the whole concept of plug-in solar, especially for everyday people, it was practically unheard of. Regulations. What regulations? Indilux had to create the rule book.
Wait, they were writing the rules as they went. That's seriously bold.
Right. But they got it done. They teamed up with industry groups and research folks and actually helped shape German regulations for plug-in solar.
So they weren't just changing the tech, they were changing the entire playing field. Now, I've got to ask about this ready-to-plug-in technology of theirs. It sounds kind of revolutionary.
Oh, it's a game changer, no doubt. But to really get it, you gotta understand the problem it solves. Imagine, perfect sunny day, your solar panels are working overtime, but your house can't handle all that energy.
Uh-oh, too much of a good thing.
Exactly. You're talking potential overload. Circuits frying, safety hazards, the whole nine yards. Not good. And that's where Ready to Plug In swoops in.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Break it down for me. How does it work?
Think of Ready to Plug In as this like super smart energy manager for your house. It's always watching your energy flow, seeing how much power your solar panels are making and how much your house is actually using. And it does this all in real time.
So it's like this tiny brain making sure things run smoothly.
You got it. Let's say your panels are on fire, generating way more power than you need. Instead of overloading everything, Ready to Plug In just adjusts the solar output automatically, keeps everything safe and balanced.
Okay, this is blowing my mind a little. So, someone like me who can barely change a light bulb, you're telling me I could potentially install solar panels and this smart energy system on my own?
That's the beauty of it. Ready to Plug In is designed to be user-friendly, even for the least tech-savvy among us. In many cases, you can ditch the electrician and do it yourself.
Hold on, hold on. So you're saying I can set up these solar panels, hook up this super smart energy manager thing all by myself. Am I really understanding that right? It seems almost too easy, you know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of the point, right? To make this whole solar thing accessible to everyone. But here's the really cool part. Ready to Plug In, it's not just for solar panels. We're talking next level stuff here, think like wind turbines, even those micro CHP units we touched on earlier.
Okay, gotta be honest, those are still a bit of a mystery to me.
Right, of course. Micro CHP, it stands for micro combined heat and power, basically. These little units generate both electricity and heat at the same time. Pretty neat, huh? Usually powered by natural gas or sometimes renewable sources. So you're squeezing double the good stuff out of your fuel. And get this, Indilux, they see these units working hand in hand with Ready to Plug In. Imagine your house as its own little energy ecosystem.
Wow, so we're talking homes turning into like mini power plants, generating clean energy and managing it all themselves. That's a game changer for sure.
Totally. But here's the thing about Indilux. They're not just about fancy tech. They're committed to this whole sustainability thing on every level, not just lip service, you
All
know.
right, I'm all ears. Give me the details.
Okay, so packaging. They've put a ton of thought into minimizing waste. Like, they use recycled and recyclable materials whenever they can. And get this, they're really into open source software.
Now, for those of us who don't speak computer, what's so special about open source software?
Good point. Basically, it means they're sharing their code with the world. Anyone can use it, change it, share it. It's like they're saying, hey, this tech is awesome. Let's all make it even better together.
So instead of keeping their secrets locked up, they're encouraging collaboration.
Exactly. It's actually a really smart move. They get to be seen as leaders in the field. Plus, they tap into this global network of brilliant minds all working on this tech.
Okay, that's pretty cool. But their sustainability thing goes even further, right?
Oh, yeah, big time. For starters, they power their whole operation with 100% renewable energy. And this is interesting. They have a unique way of dealing with those unavoidable carbon emissions.
Yeah, like flights and stuff. What do you do about those? Seems like you're kind of stuck.
Right. Well, instead of those generic carbon offset programs, they donate solar panels to low-income families to make up for those flights.
Wow, now that's what I call putting your money where your mouth is. They're not just canceling out their impact, they're actually helping people access clean energy directly. Love that.
Right. It really shows you what they're all about. Ethical labor practices, work-life balance for their employees, it all points to this bigger picture, making the world a better, fairer, more sustainable place, not just raking in profits.
They definitely seem to be walking the walk. Okay, but let's circle back to the tech for a sec. We talked about Ready to Plug-in, but how does it handle all the ups and downs of renewable energy sources? Like, the sun isn't always shining, the wind isn't always blowing right.
You're totally right. That unpredictable nature of solar and wind, it's a real challenge.
So how does Ready to Plug-in ensure a smooth, reliable energy supply with all that variation going on?
It's all about smarts, like serious brain power built into the system. Ready to Plug-in is constantly crunching data from your solar panels, wind turbines, or whatever you've got. It factors in weather patterns, your home's energy use, even how much the grid can handle.
So like it's got this crystal ball for energy predicting the future.
Exactly. And based on those predictions, it makes smart decisions about energy storage and distribution.
Let me see if I've got this straight. So if there's a surplus of energy, say on a super sunny day, it might divert that extra power to charge a home battery system. And if it sees a potential energy dip coming, it can use that stored energy or even tap into the grid when it makes sense.
Nailed it. The whole goal is to create this seamless, intelligent energy flow that makes the most of renewable sources. But you always have power when you need it.
That's seriously impressive stuff. This isn't just some cool tech. It feels like a major step towards a future where we don't just rely on renewables, but they are our primary source of power.
Yeah.
Reliable, dependable, and clean.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
It really feels like we're on the verge of a whole new energy era.
Yeah.
But let's take a step back for a minute. We've talked about the tech, the sustainability, the whole Indie Lux playbook. But what's the driving force behind it all? What's the why behind the how, you know?
I think it boils down to this belief that we, as individuals, we can actually make a difference in this whole climate crisis thing. They're not waiting for governments or huge corporations to save the day.
That's a really powerful message, right?
Yeah.
Giving people the tools and the belief that they can actually create change, that's huge.
Absolutely. It's about going from feeling powerless to empowered. And that's where Indie Lux shines. They're making renewable energy not this abstract idea, but something real, something you can touch and control.
So it goes beyond just like ditching fossil fuels. We're talking about a whole different way of thinking about energy, right?
Exactly. It's about a future where everyone has a say in their energy, decentralized, democratized, driven by millions of individual choices.
Now, we've been focusing on Germany, but this technology, this whole Indie Lux approach, it could go global, couldn't it?
Oh, totally. And that's what's so exciting. It's not just a product. It's like a roadmap for a global energy makeover. Other companies, communities, they could take this and run with it.
But let's be real, taking something like this worldwide, there's got to be challenges. I mean, every country has its own rules, its own energy policies.
You're right. One size doesn't fit all. But remember how Indie Lux is all about collaboration. They didn't just like develop this in a bubble. They worked with people, communities, to figure out what works.
So it's less about saying, hey, this is the only way, and more about finding ways to adapt and make it work within different systems.
Exactly. It's about building connections, not just installing solar panels. Sharing knowledge, working together, letting communities be part of the solution.
I love that. And it makes me think about something we touched on earlier, about the challenges of making this whole thing work on a global scale.
Right. And honestly, awareness is a big one. A lot of people still think solar is too expensive, too complicated, or just not reliable enough. Indie Lux is proving them wrong, but we need to get the word out.
So how do we do that? How do we convince more people that this decentralized renewable energy future is the way to go?
It's a group effort, for sure. Education is key. People need to see how solar can benefit them, both financially and for the planet. We need policies that make it easier and more affordable to make the switch.
And you know what might be the most powerful tool of all? Stories. We need more stories like Indie Lux's. Stories that inspire. Stories that show that a different kind of energy future is within reach. It's happening right now.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Indie Lux reminds us that real change comes from working together, thinking differently, and believing that we can make a difference.
They've definitely given us a lot to chew on today. So listeners, here's something to think about. What if this kind of technology, this easy, accessible solar power, was available right in your own community? Could this be the key to a cleaner, brighter future for everyone?
Now there's a question worth asking.
It sure is. And on that note, we're wrapping up our deep dive into the world of democratized solar energy with IndieLux. Thanks for joining us.